thy loving kindness is better than life. Thy loving kindness, oh, it's better than life. My lips shall thus will I bless thee. I will lift up my hands unto thy name. Pastor Nikki and I want to welcome you to the good news today. Yes, we're so glad you joined us. We had a wonderful time out on the Salt Springs River. 5 miles of nothing but just Florida.
The wilds.
We saw gators and we saw birds. I never got one bite. I fished a while. But you know, you never give up. A fisherman never gives up. And when God calls a man and woman to preach the gospel, sometimes we don't catch nothing either. But we don't give up. We keep on fishing for men. Just want to tell you, we love you today. And we hope you get used to, as Pastor Nikki said, if you've got a phone, turn it this way. And the reason we're doing that is so we can make our DVDs and our YouTube videos so that when you click on that with your TV, you can have a full screen. You know, Jesus said, I've come that your joy might be full. And so we want a full screen. So if you're holding your phone this way, just turn it this way, and you'll get the full screen. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for the anointing of the Holy Ghost to be upon our time today. And I pray, dear Lord, that we will be fed and that we will be convicted if we're doing something wrong. And I pray if there's a lost soul, it'll come in today. Now, God, I pray for someone that's hurting today, hurting in their body, for those that are hurting in their mind, for those that are hurting in their spirit. God, we just pray. We know that we're having a spiritual warfare in our country. The way we're divided, Satan is trying to take over. But he can't do it, God. If your people who are called by your name will humble themselves and repent of their sins and turn from their wicked ways, then you will hear from heaven and you will change things. So right now, Pastor Nikki, I know, has got a good message. And I just want to thank you for the friends that have been faithful all these years. A friend is faithful even when they don't understand you. And we have so many wonderful friends. God, I pray for our West Virginia family. Pastor Nikki's and my true family is in West Virginia. And we're getting new family right here in Salt Springs, Florida. Lord, let good things happen today. And may the people be blessed. Thy loving kindness is better than life. Thy loving kindness, no, it's better than life. My lips shall praise thee, thus will I bless thee. I will lift up my hands, oh, I lift up my hands unto thy name. Oh, it is so good to be with you today, and we have a song Pastor Nikki wanted to sing about Jesus is coming again.
Yes.
You know, if we really believe Jesus is really coming again, if we all believe that, I believe we'd all be different people. I think that we put that in the back of our mind, but Jesus could come today. And we need to be ready, watching and waiting, with our lamps full of oil.
Full of oil.
Let's sing it, Pastor. Marvelous message we bring, glorious carol we sing.
We sing.
Wonderful word of the King.
Jesus
is coming again. Oh, yes, he is. Coming again. Coming again. Maybe morning, maybe noon, maybe evening, or maybe soon.
Maybe tonight.
Coming again, coming again. Oh, what a wonderful day that will be. Jesus is coming again. Thank God, that's a promise.
Forest and flower.
Come once as the Lamb. He's coming again. King of Kings, Lord of Lords. What a wonderful day that will be. Oh, yes. Oh, he's coming again.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is coming again.
Again.
Praise the Lord, he is coming again. Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Now let's get ready for the word. Amen.
Amen. I was thinking about Jesus coming again, and I thought, I wonder how many scriptures there are about his coming again. And I Googled it, and somebody said there are 100 different scriptures or references to his coming again. And you know, when we think about all of the prophecies that are in this word about Jesus coming the first time, and they've all been fulfilled, won't this last one finally be fulfilled?
Yes.
You know, when the pandemic hit, a plague that affected the entire world, we all began wondering, is this a sign of the end of the times? And you know, even back in Daniel's day, when he had a vision, he prayed so hard, and the Lord sent, perhaps it was Jesus, sent him to talk to Daniel and tell him that the end times weren't yet, but that they were coming. And Daniel was looking and wanted to know. The disciples were looking for the end of times, wanted to know. And over the ages, from the time Jesus rose again from the dead, people have been saying, when is he coming? Will it be today? I think about the disciples that saw Jesus rise up in the clouds. In the book of Acts, it says this. They were all standing there on a rise or a hill, and the scriptures record this. The physician Luke recorded this, and he said this. And when he, or Jesus, had spoken these things, I'm in verse 9 in chapter 1, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight.
Oh.
Picture yourself standing there, watching as Jesus, the one you were looking to, the Messiah who rose from the dead, and you watched him rise up into heaven. Oh, my. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, boy, their eyes were glued on him, weren't they? And they wanted to catch a glimpse. Where is he going? How far will we? When's he coming back? They believed he would be back. Behold, two men stood by them in white apparel. God, in his mercy and his love for the disciples, sent a few angels to tell them this. Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus,
yes,
which is taken up from you into
Amen.
Heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. And Jesus had told them to go back into an upper room and wait. And then we all know the Holy Ghost was poured out upon all of them, and they were given power to go and tell others the gospel message that Jesus had come, as Jesus, God, come in the flesh, had come to earth to pay the price for the sin of all mankind from the beginning of time as we know it, as human beings, until the end of time. And Jesus had said this to them in John. It's recorded in chapter 14. John wrote this down. He was one of the beloved of Jesus. And he said, this is what Jesus said. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me, Jesus said. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, listen, he said, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. We have Jesus' promise, don't we? That where he is, we are going to be also. Amen. He's going to come for us. He's going to come again.
What a promise.
And then in Matthew 24, verse 30, he says this. He's talking about the tribulation and the last days. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. We can count on it. Jesus said it.
Yes.
He told them there. It's recorded in the book of Matthew. And he told us in the book of John. He told the disciples that he was coming again for them. And then in Hebrews, we don't know who wrote the book of Hebrews, but it says this. I'm reading in chapter 10, verses 27 and 28. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin, unto salvation.
Amen.
Amen. He's coming back a second time. I told somebody when this plague hit, I said, you know, it's just more of the signs of the time that Jesus is getting ready to return. And he said, oh, Nikki, we've been hearing that for years. He must have read first or second Thessalonians, where there's the warning that people are going to say that.
Yep.
But from the time of Jesus rising up into the clouds and the disciples saw him, they were watching and waiting, expecting his return immediately.
Yes.
But God had a plan, and that was for them to go and spread the gospel. Coming up March 17th, we celebrate St. Patrick's Day. And there's a man that spread the gospel throughout Scotland or Ireland. That's nearby. And many, many came to know the Lord Jesus. Patrick was looking for the return of the Lord, but he was busy telling others the gospel message until he was called home. He was waiting. My uncle Nathaniel was waiting for the Lord to return. He was looking to be caught up with the Lord in the clouds. But the Lord took him home through death, physical death. But that doesn't mean he isn't coming. The promise has been made, and it's going to be kept.
Yes, I said,
all the other prophecies in the scripture have been fulfilled. Listen to what Jude says. This was another disciple, and he talks about Enoch. I said, Lord, the Old Testament has also told about your coming again. Isaiah talked about it. Micah, you can go to Zechariah and see where he talked about it. I don't have time to go into all of them, but let me read you this, what Jude says about Enoch. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of saints to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all the ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. He's coming again, even Enoch, way back when. And Pastor Buck, when you were reading the book of Enoch, didn't you find things that Enoch said about the Lord Jesus, yes, the Messiah coming again? And let's go to Revelation 1:7. John had a vision. He was caught up into heaven, and this is what he heard. John says this, And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead, he rose from the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. And then he heard this voice. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. And then in Revelation 22, he says this, 22:20, that book is ended with these words. John said, He, meaning Jesus, which testifieth these things, saith, Surely I come quickly. It may not seem quick to those of us here on earth. Time often passes slowly, but to the Lord, when you think in terms of eternity, he is coming quickly. And John says, Even so, come, Lord Jesus. And he ends with, The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Beloved, let's not stop looking for the return of the Lord. Jesus talks about some of the problems that may crop up in the book of Mark. He planted the seeds. He is the seed of David. He is the one who in his death and resurrection has saved us from our sins if we are believing in him and trusting in him. But some will hear that word, they'll hear the salvation message, and they will believe maybe briefly, but listen to what it says here. He says, there are those, they have no root in themselves, and so they endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution ariseth for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word. And the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lusts of other things entering in choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. Beloved, let us not allow affliction or persecution to keep us from following after the Lord Jesus and looking for his return. Let us not let the cares of this world, and we know there are plenty of them, aren't there? Let us not allow the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches. We must not run after riches. We must not spend our time saying, oh, I want to trade this in and get that. I want this, I want that. Oh, I like this new thing, etc., etc. I want more, more, more. And let us not allow the lusts of other things or people entering in choke the word. Let us not grow weary. Let us not stop believing. Let us patiently wait for the Lord's return. Yes. And let us be about his work. Amen. Let us encourage one another that he is coming again with his reward for those of us that are being faithful and are following hard after him, just loving him with all of our hearts, abiding in him, putting him on each day and saying, Lord, I'm reporting from duty. I am here. I am your bride that's waiting for you to come, but I am here to do your bidding and to work, to do the work you have ordained for me to do. Let me be found faithful, and let me be found watching and waiting. Amen, Pastor Buck.
Amen.
Amen.
My goodness, what a good word.
It's good to keep remembering that he's
coming.
What a
good word.
Amen.
You know, it's terrible when you love the Lord and you see the shape the world's in. It's terrible to watch people you love, your family, friends, or just complete strangers. It's so sad to see them going down a wrong path.
Yes. Amen.
And I'm saying to you today, I love you. Jesus loves you. Our Heavenly Father loves you. And if you're not born again, he wants you to come home.
Amen.
Right now. Right now. Make up your mind that you know that you need a change.
Amen.
And only Jesus can change lives. And he likes to do it one at a time. He sure does.
Amen.
And he wants to change your life right now. Would you come to him? Repent of your sins. Acknowledge, God, I've been a bad person. And say, Lord, if you're real, I'm going to believe that you're real. Make yourself known to me and come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins.
Yes.
I'm willing to follow you. I'm willing for a change.
Amen.
I tell you, our country does need a change. A change of heart.
Yes.
A spiritual change. We need Jesus. And you can't say that you love Jesus and hate your neighbor. You can't say that you love Jesus and be a racist. You can't say you love Jesus and go along with the immorality that's going on and the sins of this world.
No.
You got to accept God's way. Come to Jesus today, lost one.
Amen.
And Christians, get ready.
Get ready.
Get your lamps full of oil. Be about the Father's business. I know you have to work. Some of you, most of you have to work. That's how I get my Social Security. I worked and paid somebody else's. Now you're paying mine. That's the way it's supposed to work. But I'm saying, you can do your job and still be who God's called you to be.
That's right.
Do it, and do it now.
Amen.
I pray. As we close with this song, we'll see you tomorrow. Thank God it's Friday for some of you. I just thank God if He'll give me another day, whatever day it is. Love you in Jesus' name. Oh, let's come and sing this song as you play it, Pastor Nikki.
The deer panted for the water, so my soul longeth back to thee. Tomorrow.